So the topic is Shinui Konat. The obvious question that one has to ask when you're learning Shinui Konat is what exactly creates a kinyan? You have a Shinui, I'm a Mishanah, an object that's my own object, I don't have to do a new kinyan. It's not like I have to reacquire it. We don't say that if you're Mishanah something, so then it requires a, even though you might say it's Panim Chadashos, so you wouldn't say that you have to reacquire it. So the obvious question is why is that in this case of Gzela, that when you perform a Shinui, so then you have acquired that object. Furthermore, if you go through the Gemara, so there's a clear stira in the Gemara as to what the source is for Shinui Kona. Go to Samachem and Beis, the Gemara says that the source for Shinui Kona is Heim Velo Shinuyehem with regards to Esnon, that when you're Mishana the Esnon, so then it no longer has a din of Esnon. That's what seems to be the source of Shinui Kona. And then when you go to the next Amud, Samach Vav and Aleph, and Samach Zayin and Aleph, so then there's a new source for Shinui Kona of Behesiv Zagzila Asher Gazal. It has to be Kein Shagazal. But if it's not Kein Shagazal, if you changed it, so then if it was changed in any way, not any way, but if you significant change, so then we will say Shinui Kona. So the question is, when we're going through the Gemara, which one is it? Is it the first source which is found in Samach Chaim Beis? Or do we go based on the source of Samach Vav and Aleph? So we'll have two basic mahalachim here. One will be based on Tosas, how Tosas understands the sugya, and the other one will be based on how Rashi understands the sugya. So Tosas deals with this question on Samach Chaim Beis, and he says that really the real source for Shinui Kona comes from the Gemara in Samach Chaim Beis that we learn now from Esnan. And he says that Esnan teaches us Heim Velo Shinui Yehem. All the Gemara is about Samach Vav and Aleph and Samach Zayin and Aleph. That's specifically about Shinui Hachozer L'Briyaso. It's a unique type of Shinui where it can go back to its original status. And so only in such a case, that's the whole discussion about Asher Gazal, Kein Shegazal. But really, the source is based on Esnan, that if you change the Esnan, so then no longer retains the status of Esnan. So the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there are source sheets over there. So they both ask a similar question. I'll just read the Pnei Yeshua, because on the first source here. He asked on the Tosos, Amnam la'anias daiti ein divrei mechrochem. It's difficult to say that the source comes from Esnan. Deblav hachi itzrach kra da'asher gazal. We need the pasuk of Asher gazal. Why? Dinehi di'alfinam mehem velo shinui yehem, yishinu havik kaguf acher. I understand that we can learn out from hem velo shinui yehem that this is a panim chadashos, like the Gemara on Tamach Bava and Beis says that this is a new entity. But just because something changed, there's a panim chadashos, there's a new entity, who said that creates a kinyan? Where did that come from? So that's the big question on Tosos, and I think Rashi we'll see in a few minutes, that Rashi argues and he says that really the source is based on Asher Gazal, and I think that the reason why Rashi disagrees with Tosos is for this very reason of the Pnei Yeshua, that how could you learn from Esnan? Esnan doesn't teach you that there's a kinyan. The only thing that Esnan teaches you is that a shinui creates a new entity, that it creates a panim chadashos, but how does that prove that there's a kinyan? So we mentioned this it's been mentioned in previous chaburas, that this is the Shittim Uvetzes in Tzmura and also B'Shem Rav Chaim, that when the Gemara discusses in Tzmura that when Shinui occurs or when it discusses Mahani there, so the Shittim Uvetzes there says that really the kinyan they're referring to in that Gemara in Tzmura is about the Gzela, B'Shas Gzela, so then there's a kinyan which occurs. And then the Shittim Uvetzes even asks, so then why do I even have to return it? Why do I have a chiyuv to return it? If I own it, I shouldn't even have a chiyuv to return it. So Tosus holds this way, and Rav Chaim also says like this, that really the complete kinyan takes place b'shas gzela, that you have a kinyan at that time. And presumably based on Mahani, based on the Gemara and Tzmura, it seems to be that the kinyan would take place because of Mahani. Either you hold Yav Mahani, or it's because of the drasha of Asher Gazal, Kein Shegazal, that there's a kinyan that takes place. But that's a complete kinyan. And then what's holding that kinyan from taking place is based on the Veheshev's Exil. Since you have to return the object, so that's to a certain degree, it's unclear we mentioned that there are certain kinyan gzela at the time that you steal it. It's unclear how far it goes, but v'heshev gzela prevents the complete kinyan from taking place. But once you remove the v'heshev gzela, so then you fall back on the original kinyan which took place b'shas gzela. So what would remove the v'heshev gzela? So that would tell that we can learn out, says Tosfos and Samuel Chaim Beis, from the case of Esnan. By Esnan, we learn that a shinui creates a panel chadashus, that this is a new entity. So once this is a new entity, I no longer have the chiyah of v'heshev esekzela. So what really creates the kinyan is not the shinui. The shinui just removes the chiyah of v'heshev esekzela. But the real kinyan was the kinyan that took place b'shas hagzela. And that's, I think, also how Rav Elchanan understands it. If you go to source 5, Rav Elchanan also learns this way. I'll just read it quickly. He has basically the same question as the Pnei Yeshua and Rav Gevager. He says, L'chor kasha, d'mikro l'yadina eladino chayv l'hachzer l'achar sh'nishtane. The Pasuk just tells you they don't have to return it. V'gam min yofa lomar harish al-fal l'fanecha, avalakasi minoy yadino d'nikne l'hagazan a'idei shinoi. But how do we know that the Gazlan acquires it through a shinui? So he says, "V'tzarich lomar deha b'ha talya." The kevin tepaka din hashava memelu hu kanu la gazlan migzela harishonah. It all comes from the original gzela, and the shinui just undoes the heshev. It says, "Be'emes davar temahu meizatam tol like gzela la gazlan liknos davar shinu shalal." Avol kol panim hadin hazeh muchav min gemara mishum halchi v'shinui. By the shinui kevin chenifter mitiyav hashava memela nasis shalal aydei meisa hagzela harishonah. That seems to be the understanding of Tosfos, and that's specifically because of the kinyan which occurs by the gzelos, and that's why shinui kona shinui could create that original kinyan to occur, because you no longer have the status of you no longer have the theme of the heshev as a gzela. And so that's also Rebbe pointed this out, that this is also Rav Chaim says this for the Ravid. The Ravid has the shita that says that if you steal on condition that you plan on returning it, so the Ravid says that there's no concept of shinu konin. And so the reason behind that, says Rav Chaim, is that since there was no kinyan b'shas gzela, because it was just a she'ela, it wasn't a gzela, so that there was no kinyan, so therefore shinui can't occur. So it's not the shinui which creates the kinyan. We see from there that it's not the shinui which creates the kinyan, it's just the original kinyan which happens b'shas gzela, which creates the kinyan. It just happens to be that by Shoel, if you steal having mind to return it, so there are no kinyan gzela, so therefore shinui would not create a kinyan. If you go to Rashi and Sadi Gimel and Beis, so Rashi over there seems to argue with Tosos. So this is Tzadik Yamal Beis, Dibra Masal V'Kol Shekein, Shinu D'Raisa. So he says, M'D'Raisa Kani, this is towards the end of the Rashi, I'm skipping the first half of the Rashi. He says, M'D'Raisa Kani, K'da'amar B'Meruba, Shinu Kona, K'siva V'Tanina, he's quoting from the Gemara in Samach Vav and Aleph, V'Heshev is Hagzela, Matam Olomar Shagazal, Im Ke'en Shagazal Yachzer, V'Imlav, D'mei Ba'ama Ba'yi L'Shlume. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Samach Vav and Aleph as the source for Shinu Kona. As I mentioned earlier, the reason for this would be based on the question that Yeshua had. He asked, how do we learn from Esnan that Shinui creates a kinyan? So Rashi will say, yeah, in Echanami, it doesn't create a kinyan. And what creates the kinyan? The kinyan is created because of this drasha of v'heshev zegzela asher gazel. That's what creates the kinyan b'shas hashinui. So even though some kinyan might have taken place b'shas zegzela, the full kinyan didn't take place b'shas zegzela. Therefore, we need another drasha to tell us that what makes What finishes off that complete kinyan, that's based on this new drasha of Asher Gazel, Kain Shagazel. So this drasha of Asher Gazel, Kain Shagazel is also found in the Gemara in Temura by Mahani. That uses that same exact that pasuk. This is the third source here, the Gemara in Temura Bava Manal, which has also been mentioned in the previous Chaburas. The Gemara asks that by Gzela, we see by Shinui, I'll just read it inside. Bahari Gazal, the Rahman Amar lo Sigzol. It's not, I go to Eitim, Basan Kalim, discussing the case of Shinui, and Sadi Gimel Bey, it's Semer Basan Begadim, Misham Kshas Exil, it's Yufta de Rava. Rava holds Lo Mahane and Iavid. That if you try to perform an Isser, it doesn't attain a legal status. And so Amalacha Rava is going to say here, Shani Hasim, Damar Krash, or Gazal, K Kimashi Gozel. The same exact drasha which we have in Samach Vav Min Aleph is the drasha that we have in Tumur here of Asher Gozel, Kimashi Gozel. And for Rashi, it fits beautifully, because Rashi in the Gemara in Tumura, unlike the Shittim Rukhavet says, Rashi learns, is the next source in number 4, Shasa Gzela, Tzemer Ve'etzim Ba'alma, Avakel Vabukonim, Kana Bishinoi, Alma Mahani. What's the Mahani here, as opposed to the Shittim Rukhavet says, who says that Mahani is really going on the Kinyan Gzela in the Gemara in Tumura? Rashi says that the Mahani here is going on the Shinui, that the Shinui is what creates Mahani. It's not going on the original Gzela, but it's going on the Shinui, which would mean that the Gemara is saying as follows, that apparently when you wanna create a Shinui on an object that you stole, so you're having in mind to perform a new Gzela, apparently, because we're discussing Yav and Mahani, Yav and Lo Mahani, so you have in mind to be performing an Isser here, and the Torah is telling us that either according to Abaye, because Abaye holds always Mahani, or for Rav, this is an exception, based on the Pasuk of Asher Gozel, the Torah is telling us that it's Mahani in order for you to be over the Isser here, so it has to have some sort of legal ramification, and therefore you have to create a Kinyan in order to be over the Isser. That's how you can learn the Gemara in Tumura. And so therefore, just to fill it out, so for Rashi, at the time of the Gzela, the chiv of the Gzela, the reason why you're over in the Isser Gzela there, is not because you acquired the object, because you didn't acquire it fully. If you had to acquire it fully, so then you'd say Mahani is going in the original Gzela. The reason why you're over in the Gzela there is just because it's now no longer in the Rishus of the Nigzal. It's in your Rishus. But there's a second Gzela which occurs, which is B'Shas HaShinui, parallel to Tavar Shasya, according to the Nesivos, which is also a Gzela. So B'Shas HaShinui, the Gemara tells us that you have in mind, apparently when you're Mishana an object which you stole, you have in mind to further steal it. And in order for that to take place, it's no longer just the fact that it's no longer in your shush, something else has to take place and you have to acquire the object. So therefore, once you acquire the object, then you're over on that form of Gzela. Originally you were over the Gzela because it's no longer in your shush, in the Rishus of the Nigzal, and now you're over Gzela because now you've acquired the object. And that's exactly what's going on in the Gemara in Samach Vav Min Aleph. And that's how he will understand the Gemara in Tumura. Rashi still needs the drasha by Esna on Samachem Beis, because drasha on Samachem Beis has to teach you first that Shinui means Panim Chadashos, that there's a new entity here. If you didn't have the drasha on Samachem Beis, then you wouldn't know about the fact that Shinui even accomplishes anything. So you first have to have the Gemara on Samachem Beis, the drasha on Samachem Beis by Esna to tell you that Shinui creates a Panim Chadashos, that there's a new entity. Now that there's a new entity, okay, so now we can understand that there's a concept here that if you try to change it, so then that could have legal ramifications.
Well, if the drush is Kain Shagazel, why would you need Panim Chadashos? How do you know that?
Well, who said that if you're Mishana, that's not Kain Shagazel? If you didn't have the drusha, so then you wouldn't know. That's. But if a Shinui is the same thing as the original entity, so then...
Well,
then I have to know what's the same thing, what's not the same thing. So the drusha tells me what's the same, what's not.
I mean, so whatever should be called the Shinui in the Nesna is equally the same criteria of what's called the Shinui for the Gzela.
Perhaps.
I don't have a problem saying that.
I'm not, if it's not the case, then I would try to think of an answer.
Two questions are going to go together. Is that describing a Kinyan in the Pasuk? Is that describing a Kinyan? Is that describing a limitation of the Hashava and then the Mela would go back to, would come back to the same place we were saying in Tosfos? The Hain was just telling me that it really I'm going already, looking at Hashava, and Shagazal takes by looking at Hashava. And that would explain the Sikkim Tumura exactly. It was Rashi for it.
And if I didn't have the pasuk, and if I didn't have this drasha, so then I would assume that there's still a chiv hashava. I mean, if I had the drasha of Esman, but not the drasha of Asher Gozel, I would assume that there is still a chiv hashava. By a Veda. I don't know what the name of that is.
I seriously have to turn it in my mind.
Same for Tosos. What would Tosos say?
For anybody,
I don't know. Tosos, for Tosos, why would you have to return it? Tosos just learned it out from Esnon, that Shinu's Kona.
I think it might also be
different because it might depend on the original Kinyani, meaning it might be a Tzirif with the original Kinyani Gzela, that you have some...
Right, but no, that's what I'm suggesting, is only because whatever you're saying for Tosos may have to apply for Rashi also. It's already, because there are Kinyani Gzela, therefore...
the difference between Rashi and Tosos is that Tosos just assumes it without the dress of Asher Gazel,
right.
And for Rashi, you need the pasuk of Asher Gazel. Okay. That's what you'd have to say. So we'll have proofs later on to show why perhaps Rashi is different than those. But right here.
Shouldn't I
admit
that in Rashi that all the models are Shiva Gamar, Chara the first, right? Because
I'm going to get the models might be different.
I'm thinking in Rashi all the models are Shiva Gamar. You do have to be maxed out models for Aveda.
Yeah, so you're saying it's clear that...
I think that, if you don't...
So you're saying it's clear that it's different. Yeah, it's clear that it's different. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'm saying I think you're probably other
actors. I think that Shinui might be different.
It's saying because it's really it's going to be...
Yeah, so maybe...
Oh, okay, sorry.
So this is also, what I'm saying in Rashi now is also what the Nesiva says here on Source 6. The Nesiva says a similar explanation. He says, "Lefiani has died in Nira da'afilu lo achlo rak aso ba shinui shekana yedei gzela chay mitam gazan v'lo mitam mazik." This is going back to the machlokas tzivzik sos by Tavar Shasa. "Dimei kara b'gzela harishona kshegazla hagazlan harishona adain hagzela shel negzal hi." It didn't change in terms of who owns it. "V'lo yatsa rak rishusha shel negzal the hagazah v'lo nishash yushnei v'ini v'chom latisha zel afi shenu shelov zel afi shenu rishusha v'achaka kishe aso shinui." Alright, also gzela chadasha. When you do the shinui, so that's a gzela chadasha. Sheotzia mishal abaylim legamri. Shemikara haydain shal abaylim. Originally was belonging to the exile. Rak sheinu b'shuso nikra avos shalo nikra. Shasa shinui ma'isa gam kain inu shalo ve'ein lachagazan yoser mizeh. And then he brings the raya from the Gemara in Tmura. So the Nesiva seems to be going with this mahalas, like we said for Rashi. So we have these. This machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi, two understandings of how Shinui Kona works. According to Tosfos, Shinui is not what creates the Kinyan. It's the original Kinyan, the Gzela, the Kinyan Gzela which creates the Kinyan. It's just you have this Ikov of a Heshev Zegzela, and Shinui undoes that Ikov. And according to Rashi, it's now Shinui actually creates that Kinyan. So according to Tosfos, one could only apply the principle of Shinui Kona if you actually own it. If you own it, and then there's some Ikov there, so Shinui could undo the Ikov. But if you didn't own it, so then we wouldn't be able to apply the principles of Shinui Kona, like Aveda, like what we were saying by Aveda, since there's no Kinyan which occur by Aveda, so then Shinui wouldn't apply.
What was the Diak and Rashi to say that the Shinui itself is the Kinyan?
Because in Tmura, he says that the focus of the Gemara there is on the Shinui. It's not, the focus isn't like what...
And the Alma Ma'ani and Rashi is going on the...
Is going on the Shinui.
On the efficacy of the Shinui?
Yeah.
Can you just read Rashi to say that you see that the Gzela is Mahani?
You could. I think that's adding a little bit to Rashi. The Ksos says like what you're saying in Rashi. But I think the Pashas of Rashi, just from his lesson, I would want him to say more if he was saying what you're saying. Because when he would tell me that the Mahani is going on the original Gzela. Let him say that the Mahani is on the original Gzela, like what
maybe Rashi is simply assuming that the only way Shinui could work is if there's an effective Gzela.
You're right. I can't prove it from that Rashi. I think I have other Rashis also that prove it. But I thought that was the Pashas of Rashi. The Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Beis to Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph has various cases where they discuss Shinui B'Mekom HaOmed, whether we hold of Shinui Kona, or we hold the Shita of Shinui B'Mekom HaOmed. And the Gemara discusses some cases where it's outside the realm of Gezel. We discussed the case of Eslan, one of the cases that they discussed is the case of Eslan. They also discuss with regards to Peya and Rishus Hagez. Those are the other cases where they apply it outside of Gzela.
And Eslan.
I'm sorry?
And Eslan.
And Eslan, yeah. Eslan's the third one. So by Eslan, it's not dealing with Shinui, it's not dealing with Shinui Kona over there. The question is, are we dealing with Shinui Kona by the other cases? The Gemara is just discussing Shinui Bimkoma Ome, that the Shinui remains the same, that it has the same status. The question is, are we applying Shinui Kona there, or are we not applying Shinui Kona there? So what do I mean? So by Rishis, I guess, let's start off with Rishis, I guess, and then we'll deal with Peya. By Rishis, I guess, so the question is, who owns it at the time that the Shinui is happening? Does the Bialim own it, or does the Kohen? Does the Kohen own it? Who owns it? So Tosfos on Samach Vav and Aleph, when this Gemara is quoted on Samach Vav and Aleph, says that there's no concept of Hafrasha by Rishis, I guess. On Samach Vav and Aleph, Divrei Maskil Adshit Savo, he says, Delo Shaythi Be Hafrasha. There's no concept of Hafrasha with regards to Rishis, I guess, which means that the original Bialim own it. If you look at Rashi and Chulin, which I quoted in source 7, Rashi and Chulin says, "Ein lo tabo elam rishisa ve'elach, mishehufrash v'nasa rishis hu shalom." Rashi says that there is a concept of hafrasha with regards to rishis, I guess, and it becomes the Kohen's. And so, I was not mechavin to this, but to quote Mordechai, who said this in the past, that it's according to Adam Gadol, he said, I think it's a different Adam Gadol than the one you're referring to, He gave this explanation that, according to Tosfos, it works out well with Shitasam, for Tosfos and for Rashi, because according to Tosfos, you have to, in order to say Shinui Kona, you have to actually previously own it, and the Shinui just removes the Chiyuv. So by Rashi's, I guess, you still own it, because there's no Hafrasha. You have a Chiyuv to give it to the Kohen. The Shinui, based on Eslan, the Joshua of Eslan, will tell you that there's no longer a Chiyuv, because since the entity changed, it's a different entity, so therefore there's no longer a chiyuv to give it to the Kohen. But Tosfos has to hold that the Bialim still own it. As opposed to Rashi could understand the cases dealing with the case of where it's post-Afrasha. It's post-Afrasha. The Kohen owns it. But still, based on Shinui, Rashi could hold that Shinui is Kohen. You have to assume here that there's also this principle of Mahani going on here, that there's this Isser of Gzela, I guess, taking it away from the Kohen. You're going to take it away from the Kohen, and because of Mahani, you're being Mishana in the object in order to take it away from the Kohen, so therefore we'll say Mahani and to say that you actually own it. So according to Tosos, whenever we're discussing Shinu Kona, it has to be that you already previously own it, and that's why he says that the cases where it was there, that's Lashitaso, because he says that the case of Rishis Gez is not a case of Afrasha, but for Rashi fits, because even if there is Afrasha and the Kohen owns it, it doesn't make a difference, since through the Shinui, you're trying to steal the object from the Kohen, so that creates a Shinui, it's a new, that, based on that, we're going to say Mahani, and that would create a Kinyan. And similarly, with regards to the Peya, it's also the Shitasam. If you go to the Gemara and Sadi Dalad Amun Aleph, there's a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos over there, also with regards to what's happening by Peya. Everyone agrees that there's Afrasha by Peya, it's just a question of, is this pre-Hafrasha or post-Hafrasha? Tosos, in the last Tosos here, says, "Afilu l'man, d'yis librera, kol z'man shelo hifrish peya, d'lo bara haya hakol shelo." Tosos is mukim the case of peya, in the Gemara there, as specifically referring to a case of kodim Hafrasha. As opposed to Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil, Dibramasa af mafrish mina isa says peya im lo nastakvar vilu tanakama mina isa lo de kanya bishinui v'have mamon she'ein lo tovim. Rashi says that it's a case of mamon she'ein lo tovim. So the case of mamon she'ein lo tovim is a case where it's post afrasha. So again, Rashi and Tosos would fit very nicely with their understanding of shinui kona, because for Tosos, it specifically has to be a case for Peya where it's Kodim Hafrasha. Because when it's Kodim Hafrasha, so then the Bialim still own it. And Shinui just tells me that I don't have a Chiyuv to separate Peya. As opposed to Rashi could hold that it's post Hafrasha, even though it's post Hafrasha and I don't own it. Still, Shinui could work through Mahani to say that I'm trying to steal it out of the Shinui. And Mahani will tell us that there's a new Kinyan which takes place, B'shas HaShinui. So this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos would fit very nicely in terms of how they understand the sugya and Sadi Dalai Manal.
Or you'll see the Rashi here, Berish, I guess. Maybe Igor's Tahara. Between the Torpes and Zofa. That tells him about the Tia. That just as Torpes and Abba, he doesn't have a real balance over it.
That the Kohen is Tophis, then he's Zofa it.
Yeah.
So Key Vigor's on the spot here?
Yeah, Rashi, Ashi, Tzav, Apanta.
You're on Tzav, Apanta.
Tzav, Apanta, that's that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think Rashi would not say that there's a contest of Shinoi if there's just the Chiyuv. I just think it just fits very nicely that even in a case where somebody else actually owns it, so then we still apply Shinoi Kona. The Chiddush is that even if somebody else, Rashi could potentially still say that Shinoi is Kona when there's just the Chiyuv, that I'm trying to remove my Chiyuv. So through removing that Chiyuv, I can create a Kinyan. Yeah, the Chiddush is that even if the other person owns it, so then Shinoi will still create a Kinyan. As opposed to Tosos, if the other person owns it, so then it can't create a Kinyan because the Shinoi is not. Which is creating a kinyan, it's the original fact that you own it already. Correct.
What? When you're saying Rashi, why is every mazik not a gazlan?
Why is every mazik not a gazlan?
Anytime you're a
shadachif,
it's a and the most literal thing to be caught to.
Yeah.
What else can I didn't catch it?
Anytime when someone's Mishana, I wake and I do magic, I should be
calling.
If she knows
you're
the
Kenyan
person. Maybe
without
getting
prior
Gezel.
Yeah.
I don't even know what has anything.
Well, momentum. Yeah, I guess part of it, I'm not sure if this is what you're trying to say. It's working through Mahani, that. Apparently, in the regular case of Gezel, when you're Mishanet, so then you're apparently we view it as though you're trying to steal it through being Mishanet. And so therefore we'll say that what you're trying to accomplish will be accomplished. And we'll create a kinyan here. By a case of Mazik outside the realm of any Chiyuvim, so then the question is just how do you view the situation? Like, do we view this as though you're trying to steal this or you're trying to damage?
Coming Rashi, this is already in your show. That's part of what's making this a Gezel. This is built on a Gezel, which is...
Correct. But the reason why it's dependent on the fact that it's in your show is because in that situation where it's in your show, so what are you trying to accomplish by being Mishana? You're trying to accomplish that fact that you don't want to give it to the other person. So therefore, we'll say Mahani to say that you own it, as opposed to in a case of Mazik outside of any Chiyuvim, where... And the fact that it's not in your show shows that there are no Chiyuvim. So then we won't apply the principle of Mahani because you're not trying to steal it, you're trying to perform an act of hezek.
I don't think it's trying to win to I don't think it would be not. I think it has to be already based on a previous gezel.
Okay.
Well, no, you're the Shitas Chas, like we just said before.
Yeah.
Which is that even according to Rashi, you're working off maybe it's a little different than that. It's not the original Kenyonic Zela completely once you neutralize the Hashava, but maybe it's half and half or something like that. So you're saying you always have to have that background. I think what you're trying to say is if you could, any time you can create or initiate like a Gezel type situation strictly on the basis of the Shinui, because you're trying to change the bilus, that would be Shinui Kona.
Right.
Why would that be Gezel plus Shinui Kona? I guess. You're just doing the Maisa Gezel through Shinui. But the efficacy of the Shinoi is still piggybacking on the
Zela.
Where the
Kenyonic Zela? It wasn't an original Zela,
though.
There's no initial Zela.
Mona Kohen. And you're taking it from the Kohen through your Shinoi.
Right, but there's no prime.
But there's no previous. There's no previous. There's no previous.
Yeah, through the Maisa being
Shana. It's not a piggyback.
It's a conceptual piggybacking. Maybe there's no.
I'm saying it's because it's in your Rishos. That's it.
But that seems to be the point of argument.
Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's no Gzela in the case of the Rashi and the Rishis, I guess?
Is there Gzela?
There's not Maisa Gzela at all. It's just pure Kenyanite Shinoi.
I think you would also view that as Maisa Gzela. It probably be viewed as Maisa Gzela also.
So when you say it's a Maisa Gzela, then how do you know that it's the Shinoi that's creating the Kenyan and not the Shinoi plus Gzela?
Because the Shinui is the Gzela.
Yeah, I mean, that's but which came first?
As opposed to the classical case where you had phase one and now you have something else that's happening at a later point.
He's saying conceptually there's you can view it as there's a Gzela and then the Shinui, which is happening at the same time, is removing the Chiyuv Hashava or something.
Yeah. Or Chiyuv Hafrada.
Yeah. Okay, a big question on Shitas Rashi and how the Nesivos understands the Sugya is a question that Vixos has, which is according to what we're saying, so the whole reason why there's a kinyan by Shinu Kuna is based off the Gemara Tzvura, which is based on the din of Mahani. So the Ksos asks, this is, I won't read it inside, I think I have this here, in source 8, the Ksos asks that this is true if the Shinui is working via Daim, that you're trying to be Mishane actively. If you're actively trying to be Mishane, so then we could say, Iyavid Mahani, that you're trying to perform the Isra Gzela. So we'll say Mahani, that you've acquired the object. But we know, I'm saying there are various cases, the Ksos asks based on one case, but there are various cases where Shinui works memela. It doesn't work when it's just be a dime, but even if it just happens automatically, you weren't involved in the process whatsoever, we'll still apply the principle of Shinui Kona. So for Tosos, this makes a lot of sense. It doesn't make a difference who's doing it, as long as there's a Shinui which happens to the object, so there's no longer a Chiyuv Hashava, and you've acquired the object based on the original Kinyanic Zela. But according to Rashi and the Nesivos, so if the Kinyan takes place, Bishas HaShinui, based on Mahani, so then that shouldn't apply if the shinui happens passively. Why would there be a kinyan in those types of shinui? So we'll discuss four of those cases. The Ksos discusses one of them, we'll discuss four of those cases and try to explain each of those cases within Rashi.
Here?
Yeah.
I apologize for my tardiness, so maybe something you said addressed my question. But I guess to me you're assuming, and to me it sounds intuitive also, that Mahani only works when the person is doing it actively. But
well, he bases himself on Tosos with regards to the fact that we don't say Mahani by creating a mum on the Bechor, which is what Tosos says in Tmura. But, yes, I'm not sure if anybody argues on that, on Tosos. But let's assume like Tosos. Okay, so first of all, Rashi on Samuel Ben Aleph, I forgot to mention this earlier, when he's discussing the drasha there of Asher Gazal, which is essentially the drasha of Temura, Rashi adds in one important word by Shinu Kona, different master Shinu Kona on Samuel Ben Aleph. He says, Heichi dishani luhu biyadayim, pshita leitim d'reisa vaday kona. It's specifically biyadayim. So in terms of the question, how is this going to work in cases of Mimela? So Rashi's going to answer in Afanami. It doesn't work in cases of a mailer, or at least the drush of Asher Gazal. Whenever we apply the drush of Asher Gazal and the Gemara and Tmura, that's only going to apply in cases where you're doing it via dime. Any case of a shinui, which is not under this case of a shinui that the Gemara here is referring to, if it's done via dime, so then that would create a kinyan. If it's not done via dime, if it's a mailer, so then it will not create a kinyan. We're going to see later on that perhaps there are different types of shinuim, which is not what the Gemara and Samuel Vav is necessarily referring to. But whatever we're discussing in terms of Samuel Vav, a classical Shinui Maisa, a regular type of Shinui, so that has to be done via Daim, and if it's done passively, so then there wouldn't be a Kinyan. So a big question comes from the Gemara in Samachem and Beis, by Ganav Tlev and Asa Ayel. So Belai says, Amar Belai, Ganav Tlev and Asa Ayel, Ego Venasa Shor, Nasa Shinui Biyado Vekano, Tavach Humacher Shalohu Toveach Shalohu Mocher. So Belai says, that if you have a Tlev and Asa Ayel, that's all passive, you haven't done anything. So that creates a Kinyan, and therefore you wouldn't be Chayav for Dalad Vehei. And Rabbi Chanino there argues, based on the Braisa, he argues and he says that you would be Chayav for Dalad Vehei. So what does Rashi do with this Sugya of Memela? So if you look at Rashi, there are two diukim in Rashi which show that he holds that there's not a complete kinyan. In Divrei Masel Nasa, Shinui B'yado V'kano, first he says, you acquire it, B'shinui, through a Shinui, L'ham Milsa. With regards to this, he says, L'ham Milsa, that this is an acquisition, but with regards to this, with regards to the fact that you're Pater from Dal V'hei, that's what creates the kinyan. But it's not a complete kinyan. L'chor, this fits with Rashi and Talmud Vav and Aleph, and all the Rashi that we've been mentioning until now, that it's Dafka, a Shinui, which is B'yadayim, which creates the kinyan, but it's not a Shinui, which is Memela.
How does it actually work, though? I mean, to the extent
so,
that it does work?
So what does this mean? So what this means, according to Rabbi Lai, is that if you have this case of Tavanasa Ayo, Shinui de Memela, so all Rabbi Lai is saying is that, he's limiting Rabbi Lai extensively, it's not a kinyan, but it just creates a separation between the Chiva Tzvi Mechira of Dal Vehei and the original Gzela, which I have not dealt with too much in terms of that. So yeah, but we see from here that you need to have some sort of connection between the Gzela and the Dal Vehei and the Tzvi Mechira. When you have Tzlev and Asa Ayos, and that separates between the two, and so therefore you'd be Pater from Dal Vehei. You have to get into... Yeah, it's based upon
that's it's a further evidence of what would be anyway the connection to the other cases. In other words, that these aren't two different dinim that have nothing to do with each other. The Chinui Kona and Panam Chadashos both.
That they depend on each other.
Right.
That even if
or
you don't,
one is contingent on the Panam Chadashos both, is still a factor in the.
We don't ignore the concept of Panam Chadashos.
Right.
We'll get to that later also. So according to Rabbi Lai, there's Panim Chadashos, and therefore there's no longer a chiyuv of Tzvicho u'mechira. You have to then get into Rabbi Chanina. What does Rabbi Chanina hold? Because Rabbi Chanina just argues and he says that there is still a chiyuv of Dal Behei. So he would perhaps hold that Panim Chadashos doesn't... Either he would hold that it's not Panim Chadashos, he would claim that there is no Panim Chadashos in the case of Shinu de Bimela, or he would hold that even if there is Panim Chadashos, but that wouldn't impact the connection between the Gzela and the Tzvichu Mechira. One of those two. Even though he says that it would impact the concept, through the Gemara is there, it would impact the concept of Harish HaFalt Panacha, he still holds that Yom Mishalim Kshas HaGzela, but based on this Shinui, but he'll hold that that wouldn't impact the connection between the Gzela and the Tzvichu Mechira. So if you go on in that Rashi, there's another diuk, which seems to prove that this is not a complete kinyan. Rashi says, Pater midal v'hei, avol karen v'kefel mishalim karen ki hashta, v'kefel ke'in sheganav okshas hamada bedin. So he says that you pay karen ki hashta. That's what Rashi says, you pay karen ki hashta. So why would Rashi say that you pay karen ki hashta? If it's a real kinyan, so then why would you pay karen ki hashta b'shas? Hashta means b'shas tefichu mechira. Generally, we have the principle of Rav who says that karen is kein shigano. It's not ki hashta. So the Shita Mikubetzis already points this out. This is in source 9, and he says that why is it ki hashta? He says it's ki hashta because b'shas tefichu mechira. It's parallel to the case of tavur shasha. What's occurring here is the case of Tavar Shastra. And by Tavar Shastra, Karen is Kidahashta. And the Shita Mikubetzis himself argues on the Shita of Rashi, and he says that Tavar Shastra shouldn't apply here. Let me just find this. It says, Velo Nihira, this is in source 9. The time of the Shastra, or Tavra, Hava Kidapirish, Bahamakid, the Kavendim Esau, Hadra, Lemara, Beina, Hai Shaisa, the Shasala, Kagazala, Abel Hakha, Inami Isa lo Hajj Lamara. At this point in time, says the Shita Mikubetzis, you're not returning it to the original owner because you have already acquired it, says the Shita. You can't apply the principle of Tavar Shasa here. And so therefore he argues in Rashi. So according to the Shita, you really pay Karen in the case of Rabbi Lai based on Kain Shigazel, like your regular din. Rashi comes along and he says that no, Tavar Shasa applies in this case of Rabbi Lai. So why would it apply in this case of Rabbi Lai? So the Torah, he argues on the Hanachah of the Shita. The Shita was assuming that you've already acquired it. But you say that we didn't have a complete kinyan here yet, so then it makes sense to apply the principle of Tavar Shasa at the time, at the moment of Tefichu Mechira. So you have now, at this point in time, you have acquired it. And so therefore, the din of Tav Rosh Hashanah would apply. So based on these two diyukim of Rashi, we could explain that this case of Memela is really not a complete kinyan, which would fit with Rashi and Talmud and Aleph, that the only times that we say Shinui is Kona, based on Asher Gazal, is specifically a case of Biadayim, but if it happens Memela, like the case of Tlev and Asa Ayo, it won't be, A, it's not a complete kinyan, it's only with regards to the Chiv Dal Vehei, and B, we see from Rashi the fact that he says that the concept of Tav Rosh Hashanah still applies. So it shows that a kinyan has not yet occurred.
Except it's a little ironic, because you might have thought, and again, going back to the Nesivos, that Tavra V'Shasya itself only is applicable to Shinui when Shinui is Kona V'Taras, an act of Zeo.
So let it be.
Because then you're saying it isn't full Gzela here.
The Tlev Nasa'el is not a full Gzela, but it will be a full Gzela Pishas Tav Rosh Hashanah. That is being added.
Oh, you mean if there's. Okay.
And when you do the Tfilat Mechira, so then that will create the kinyan.
Oh, okay. I don't catch it. Okay. Not Tlev Nasa'el. Not the Shinui, but the Tfilat Mechira later.
You're asking
correct.
The Shita.
Yeah.
As opposed to the.
Yeah.
You're asking the Shita.
Yeah.
According to the Shita.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Shita wouldn't fit with the Nesivos.
Right.
Yeah, Shita. Rashi, yeah, correct.
Could there be something special going on about Tlev Nasa'el as opposed to other Shinim Memelas? Rashi hasn't spelled out. It's really the beginning of Gozel, there are many Shinim Memelas.
We'll get to that. We'll get to other Shinim Memelas.
What was the decision between the
Shita
and Rashi?
No, it was just the Shita's opinion. I wasn't distinguishing. I was not distinguishing between the Shita of Rashi. The Shita was his own Shita. Yeah. The Ksos himself, when he asks this question in Rashi, only comes from the Mishnah on Tzadi Bava and Beis. He doesn't quote any Mishnayos or any of the other Gemaras. He only comes based off the Mishnah on Tzadi Bava and Beis, which has various cases here of Shinui de Memela. The Mishnah says, this should be the second half of the Mishnah, Matbeah v'nifsal, Truma v'nitmeis, Chometz, V'avar alav v'pesach, Behemah v'nisavdaba v'ero, Shenifsal alav me'al gabi mizbeach, Omer lo harei shalcha l'fanacha. So we say, harei shalcha l'fanacha. And then, sorry, in the beginning it says, Gazal behemah v'iskinu, Avad v'iskinu, Mishalim pshas, Hagzila. We don't say Harishal Chavonecha in the case of Gazal Behema Behiskina and Avadim Behiskinu. So those are cases, Behema Behiskina and Avadim Behiskinu, those are cases of Ashinu Dumela. They just got older, nothing, didn't actively do anything to them. And yet we'll still say Mishalim Kishas Hagzila. So the Tos asks, oh, so we see from here that Shinu is Kona even when it's passive, even when it's not active. So already we pointed this out before. That even by the sugya of Tlev and Asa Ayel, that there's a distinction between Shinui Kona and the fact that Shinui creates upon Chadashos. Shinui Kona only happens when it's a case of Mahani, or something like that, when you're active. But the concept of Shinui accomplishing something, even outside the realm of Kinyan, so that Rashi could agree to. That's the drasha of Esnan, that we have such a drasha, that Shinui creates upon Chadashos. And so if it creates upon Chadashos, so then, that could explain this Mishnah. This Mishnah is not telling us that Shinui is Kona. It doesn't mention in the Mishnah anything about Shinui creating a Kinyan. The only thing that the Mishnah says is that you're Mishalim Kishas HaGzela, which is saying that there's Panu Chadashos. When there's Panu Chadashos, so now I can no longer say HaReishal Chal HaFanacha. This is not the same object as the object which I stole. So therefore, there's no din of HaReishal Chal HaFanacha, but who said that there's a Kinyan taking place? There is no Kinyan taking place, but we'll still say that Shinui accomplishes pan mechadashos.
Why do you pay b'shas exela?
Because we don't say harei shalcha l'fanacha anymore.
Why don't you pay b'shas shinui?
So it might. I'm not sure when it says b'shas exela if that's also referring to b'shas shinui. Yeah, Karen Kane Shigano. Why don't you say Karen Kane Shigano? It's Karen Kane Shigano. It's the regular dinner Karen Kane Shigano. Okay.
assuming a uniform going down in price. It's not against the Rashi, it's not against, it just called the Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi is talking about went up in price. Everything in the Rosh, everything that's what went up in price. This is assuming that, you know, like, there's this back. All that happened was it was worth 10 and now it's not. It's called the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Like, sometimes things go up and down, but like,
right.
It fails.
Sorry, it's clear that we're going down.
In your direction, the Bach has our God.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
The Bach and then Mishnah adds in Kenyan.
Yeah. You have to say not like this.
But the Bach was not Magir from some.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Rashi sounds like he's. It's saying what you need the king for. That's,
yeah.
The Bach is.
It's interesting because the Bach has the same idea that I just said in the Rambam. So it's a little interesting. That
the Bach has this idea.
So,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Bach also has the same idea. So it's interesting that the Bach. Dafka says Kinnon.
You might say
I'm keeping the chifetz.
What?
I'm keeping the chifetz in these cases. Where you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach,
when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying
Hamashach, when you're
not
saying
Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when
you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying
Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying
Hamashach,
when
you're
not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when
you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not saying Hamashach, when you're not.
Does he have a choice? I'm not sure if he has a choice. If we don't say
Arisha,
the Rambam is going to have a case. We're going to get to this next. The Rambam has a case where if the Balaam preferred to, then we would say it. So this is also the idea of Rafaim and also the Bach in the Rambam. This idea that Shinui is not just creating a Kinyan, but Shinui could also have other ramifications. It could create Panim Chadashos. Is also Rafaim on Rafaim's idea in the Rambam. In source 10, the Rambam has a case here of Gazal Kli V'Shavra. If you break a Kli, so then you're Mishalim Dama V'Hakli HaShavra Shal Gazlan. The Kli belongs to the Gazlan. There's a Shinu which takes place, and the Kli belongs to the Gazlan. V'Mratu, then the Rambam comes and adds, V'Mratu HaBailim Nitzal HaKli HaShavra Notlim, then he could take it. Mishalim HaPapos. The Bailim have the right to take the Kli HaShavra. So Rav Chaim asks, Maman HaShavra, if a Kinyan took place, so then the Bailam shouldn't have the right to take the Kli HaShavar. And if a Kinyan didn't take place, so then he has to return it. He has to HaReshah Chalaf Anafa. You have to return it. There's no other option. So Rav Chaim, based on the Magen Mishnah says that in this case it still has a Shem Kli. He says that this type of Shinui is a Shinui where it created Panim Chadashos. It's different than a Mamela case, but it creates Panim Chadashos. But it's not a good enough Shinui to create a Kinyan. Not exactly in terms of like aligning with Rashi, but this concept of creating a shinui, where you no longer have a din of harishal chalaf anecha, but there's no a kinyan didn't take place because it's not a complete shinui, it's not a full fledged shinui because it still has a shame kli alav, even though it was shavar, it was a broken kli, but it still has shame kli alav, which is the language of the Magen Mishnah. So it would create a din of that there's no longer a din of a harishal chalaf anecha, but a kinyan did not take place, and therefore the bialim, if they want, they could take back the Kli HaShavar. And I believe the Grizz says the same thing with regards to our Mishnah. I mean, the Rambam here, by Gazal Behem of Yiskina, in source 11, Okaksha Kacha Shein Yochel Atzor, at the end he says, HaReza Kemisha Gazal Kli V'Shavar U'Mishalem K'shas HaGzila. The Rambam connects the two dinim. Our Mishnah's case, on Sadi Vam Beis, of Gazal Behem of Yiskina, and the Rambam with regards to Gazal Kli V'Shavar. So the Gris says, the Rambam connects it, and he says, HaReza Kimisha Gozla Kli V'Shavro, Misham K'shas Gzila. So what's that comparison? So the comparison is that it has the same status where it no longer has a din of HaReza Chalaf Anecha, but a Kinyan did not take place yet. And so that's how one could explain this Mishnah. And that's how you would explain it for the Rambam. And I'm suggesting here that's also how you explain it for Rashi. That being said, you don't necessarily have to say that everything that we said until now for Rashi necessarily has to fit for the Rambam, for the Grizz. Even though this is a case of Memela, what we've been saying for Rashi is that it's working based on Mahani, and so therefore only when it's Biyadayim is there a Kinyan, but if it's not Biyadayim, if it's just Memela, then there is no Kinyan. So you don't necessarily have to say that within the Rambam. What you could say within the Rambam is that a Shinui Biyadayim is fundamentally a different type of Shinui than a Shinui de Memela. That a shinui b'yadayim, one which you're putting in your das into the shinui, even if the end result is the same, but because your intention is to create a panim chadashos here, that's what you have in mind, is to create a panim chadashos here, and then it resulted in that shinui. So that is fundamentally a different type of shinui than if it just happens memela. And that wouldn't necessarily create a kinyan if it happens in memela.
Couldn't you unravel the Ram even farther than this? Meaning the Ram case of the Chayim is currently speaking about is doesn't include the Shvara. I mean, he's talking about where you acted.
No, not that case, but in the next in the next case.
The Ram is a different maracha. They just agree that you can have Arish Chol Tanach without a Dinshin.
I know, so I'm just asking, well, does that mean that he has to agree to everything we've been saying for Rashi? And I'm answering. I know. So then you have to explain. In case of Mamela, why does he feel that Mamela is different than the Adayim?
The Chaim isn't totally on Mamela. It's not because of Mamela. It's because
in the next Rambam, not Klevi Shavra.
In Gimel Dalet.
Yeah.
Thing in Gimel Dalet, it's because that's what the scribe says. He claims again without the magnificent support like a Chaim has in Tzvav, but on his own he says that it's because it's still Shem Kriyola. That's how he says it.
He says in Gimel Dalet because it's Shem Kli. He says it's because it's Shem Kli Olah.
Equivalent of Shem Kli Olah.
Okay, so I missed that.
I think that's how he says it. He says.
Okay, so then you have an easier answer.
Because otherwise, the Lashon Rambam, which is what's motivating this grub, is not as the Duke. I mean, what's motivating this grub is the fact that the Rambam draws a line.
It's exactly. Well, you don't have to say it's an exact comparison. You just say that the Dinim are the same.
I believe that in the light of that line, that's what the Biskrov says, that it has the same Dinish shape.
Okay, so I missed.
I could have wrong.
Thank you. Just to point out, Tosfos on Samath Chesam Aleph also has a daya that's mechalik between biyadayim and memela. And some of Chesam Aleph, different maskal matvicha, the hanu masav, within Rabbi Lazar, he has a chalik between whether there's a kinyan, whether it's biyadayim or memela. He says he has two answers. In his first answer, he says yesh lomar. I don't want to get into the context. The dafka b'shinui shein hagazan ose biyadayim lo kani kigon shemesa habehim aval shinui she ose hagazan biyadayim kigon tvicha moder Rabbi Lazar de kani. He has this chiluk between memela and biyadayim. So whether it's koner or not. So either you can say that Rabbi Lazar, even though it's within Tosfos here, he dafka thinks that Rabbi Lazar has this mahal that we're saying in Rashi, which would be a little difficult, pretty difficult to say that within this mahal of Tosfos. Or you could say what we just said a minute ago, which is to say that he disagrees with Rashi in terms of the chiluk of biyadayim and memela. He has a distinction, but the reason for the distinction is different. For Rabbi Lazar within Tosfos, you would have to say that the shinui is just a different type of shinui. Only a shinui biyadayim, where you actively want to change it, so then, according to Rabbi Lazar, would that create a significant shinui to remove the chiyuv of v'heishiv zegzela? That removes the chiyuv of v'heishiv zegzela. But if it's just a shinui memela, so then that's not significant enough of a shinui to remove the chiyuv of v'heishiv zegzela. According to what we're saying, for Rashi, going back to Rashi now. Yeah.
I'm not sure why, in terms of Kain Shagazal, the chiyuv that's being Kain Shagazal, why would it make a difference whether or not it was in the Mela or
even. So you'd have to say that.
I was saying specifically for those of us where you already coin it, and it's just a question of it's Kain Shagazal. So if Pam Khash Bolo, who cares how it happens?
So apparently the Panam Chadashos is impacted by.
Natural Panim Chadashos is not completely not Mitzurah to its past, whereas an artificial one, that's what you might say. Because you have to intervene to create it, so that's qualitatively. It's not its physical resemblance, it's the fact that it's anticipatable or reconstructable, which is does make a difference whether it's male or. Right? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a distinction between Shinoi Biyado and Not Biyado versus Shinoi Memela and Not Memela.
Wait a minute. Like,
the Lashon
HaGemara
earlier is Not Biyado,
because
like he's Megadol Behema to change.
You're saying that's
Biyadayim
then?
The Lashon HaGemara is Nasa Shinoi Biyado. So it's a passive Shinoi. It could just be under
it. The result
is.
Yeah, that's in your hand.
Like Takas or Shusa.
Yeah, that's the Pashto.
You're still attributing some sort of causal process to the Gazlan.
It's hard to say that. It's hard to say that.
He nurtured it.
There is one reason
he locked it in a room, and it also became.
How would it become a mountain? How
would
it become high? I don't know.
He's psychologically.
Someone else bet it. Someone else broke in and bet it.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Variation is the inverse of the same thing. How did somebody else do Shinryu and what happened?
Yeah, that'd be a good. That'd be interesting.
Shinryu and I for somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, according to Tosos, Mosora would still be Pan Chadashos. For that Russian, that would be another Nefer.
It also not be in between the two versions of the other verses. In terms of whether it's Tosos or Tosos version. Whether it be with the Chilbut and Biyadom and Mela is a Shir in Pan Chadashos, or whether it's needed to trigger Mahani.
As a Maisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when someone else has the Maisa, it was still an intention to change the object, and therefore.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. For Tosos, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be
Tosos.
Yeah.
That's
all. So the same sugya, I think, of Behemoth.
The Shinui and all these different. If you look at it, very.
Yeah. The,
as we said.
Yeah.
That's a big topic, and it's very.
I can't cover the whole topic of Shinui Kona. There's a lot of different nuances within it. Yeah, I can't cover all of it because. Not bright enough to cover all of it, but also we want to leave it to other people. If you go through the sugyas, the Gemara in Gittin and in Gimel and Beis also discusses this Mishnah of Behema Veiskina, and it discusses various cases. And if I think this is in various places, but I'm just giving one more makom is the Gemara in Gittin. Whenever we're having these cases of where it's purely just a harashal chalafanecha issue. It's just, do we apply Harishal Chalapanecha? It's not an issue of a Kenyan, but it's just a Harishal Chalapanecha issue. So Rashi doesn't use the language of Kenyan there, and Tosos does. Tosos, whenever, that's one place, I forget right now other places, but that one place in Gittin, where he mentions the fact that there's no longer Harishal Chalapanecha, Tosos also mentions, and there was a Kenyan. So we have this idea that for Tosos, you can't separate the two. Because once there's a Shinui, and there's only a racial Chalapanecha, so then it goes back to the original Kenyan Gzela. So you would never have a point in time where you would have a no longer a din of HaRishal Chalapanecha, but there's no Kenyan. So he puts the two together. He always says that there's a Kenyan when there's no longer a din of HaRishal Chalapanecha. So two more cases that we find that...
Oh, but that also could be a Shir and Eichos HaShinui.
Correct, like the Rambam. Yeah, it could be. But the fact that it fits well with Tosos, the fact that you see that he says that there's a kin in there. The Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel and Beis. This is now the third case. The first case that we had of Shina Dumela was Tzlev and Asa. I also pointed that out over there, that Rashi is understanding the sugi is that it's not a complete kinin. The second case that we had was the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel Beis, which is where Dixos asks from. So we explain that in that case, Rashi agrees that a Shinui changed it to no longer the din of Harishal Chalapanecha, but who says that creates a Kinyan? The third case is the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah has cases here of a Vlad, of Vlados and Ligozes, that Parim Ugaras V'yalda, Rachel Tuna V'gazza, Mishan D'mei Parah Homedz Leilev D'mei Rachel Homedz Ligozes. And then in Gozal Parv and it's Abra Etzlov, Yalda, Rachum, and it's Anna Etzlov, Gozal Mishalim Kishas Hagzela, Zakwa, Kol Gozal Mishalim Kishas Hagzela. So what happened over there? So over there, the Parah gave birth, or produced wool. So Pasha says is that this is a case of Mamela. According to Itamar, this would be active because you're involved in the process of feeding the animal, which helps nurture the. Something like that. But. It seems to be a case of memela. So there's a machlokas rishonim there how to understand what the shinui is going on. Is the shinui going on the mother, the para, or is it going on the vlad? So Rashi here says it's going on the vlad. V'mei rochel tuuna legazes va'oda sheshava achshav havlad v'hagiza yoser shelohu dekananeo b'shinui. Rashi says explicitly, the Rashi in the Mishnah says that the kinyan which takes place to the shinui is not referring to the mother, but it's referring to the vlados. The vlados is what changed. So perhaps you could say that in Hanami, Rashi in general, for your classical case of Shinu Maisa, that has to be done via Dain. But when you have a Vlad, where it's coming into the world for the very first time, it's a completely different type of a Shinui, where it was not in existence, and now it exists. So that type of Shinui, so then Rashi would say that it changed it so much that, obviously, based on the original Kinyani Gzela, there was some form of a Kinyan originally, which occurred. So in conjunction with those original Kinyani Gzela, and the fact that you created this type of a Shinui, so then that would create a Kinyan. And when Rashi on Talmud Vav Menalef was discussing the case of Biyadayim, that wasn't referring to these other types of Kinyanim, it was only referring to your regular case of Shinui Maisa, that has to be done Biyadayim, not Mamela. But when it comes to this type of Kinyan, where you're creating the Vlad, that's why Rashi says that it's specifically referring to the Shinui of the Vlados, but not a Shinui in the mother, because the mother, that wasn't such a drastic change. So that would be a different type of a Shinui.
Didn't work on the para. There wasn't enough of a change in the para, but it was a
change in the blood.
But the kinyan of the para was mahani for the payros of the para.
Correct. Yeah.
So you have even though you don't have a kinyan of the para, you do get a kinyan on the bloods.
You have a kinyan b'shas that it comes into the world, so you have a kinyan on the bloods.
Do you do something else? Do you have to do something else to be coded, or do you think based on the original fellows?
I think it's in conjunction. This is a new type of Vishinui where it has to be in conjunction with the original Kinyanic Zela. You have some form of a Kinyan already, which exists on the bloods also, and then through this drastic change, so then that would create a Kinyan. You have to say that itself creates a Kinyan. And then the last type of Mela is on Samu Vamaves. By Shinui Hashem, that just a Shinui Hashem alone, without actively doing anything, a Shinui Hashem would create a kinyan, like potentially by Tlev Nasa Ayel. It's the Hamin of the Gemara by Tlev Nasa Ayel. So that would create a Shinui Hashem. So already Tosfos on Tzadi Gimel Veiz, and it's also various. Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, they explain that Shinui Hashem has to be a drastically different type of Shinui than Shinui Maisa. Tosfos on Tzadi Gimel Beis by Eitz Va'asan Kalim explains that by every Shinui Maisa, a regular Shinui Maisa, you also have to have a Shinui Hashem. Every Shinui Maisa needs to have a Shinui Hashem. And so then the obvious question is, so what's the difference between a Shinui Maisa and a Shinui Hashem? If every Shinui Maisa needs a Shinui Hashem, so then the same thing. So, L'chora, you have to say that the Shinui Hashem has to be a different type of a Shinui Hashem. Shinui Maisa could have a weaker form of a difference in terms of the Hashem, but a Shinui Hashem, that's by Shinui Maisa, by Shinui Hashem, it has to be more of a difference within the Shinui Hashem. And so you'd have to explain so too by Shinui Hashem, just like what we explained by Vlados, that it's a different type of a Shinui, it's more of an extreme form of a Shinui. Since so too by Shinui Hashem, it's a different type of a Shinui where it's more of an extreme form of a Shinui, where in conjunction with the original Kinyanic Zela, that creates a Kinyan. It's less extreme than Vlados. Vlados is you're creating something into the world, but a Shinui Hashem has to be more of a Shinui than a regular Shinui Maisa. And so the reason for that is because it's not working based off Mahani, it's working based off a completely different idea, which is that through the Shinui alone, it's such a drastic Shinui that occurred through the Shem, so then in conjunction with the original Kinyanic Zela, that would create a Kinyan.
Why does it have to be?
Otherwise, just it's the Shinui Hashem alone creates a Kinyan.
You're saying this for you want to say this for Rashi?
Yeah.
So.
Otherwise, do we ever find a concept of Shinui Hashem outside of Gzela?
I mean, it could be that such a strong Shinui Hashem is really part of the Kadashos that just isn't just Mavki of the past, but creates a new. In other words, it's different.
So, if I did a Shinui Hashem on my own object, I have to make a new Kinyan? Maybe the Shinui Hashem is the Kinyan.
Right.
So you're making Kinyan at the time.
So why is it every Masik Kohen?
Yeah, why is it Shino Shino?
I think we heard that question before, but before it made sense. This time I don't get that.
Saying you don't need anything. Saying Al Tzad, you don't need anything.
What?
Saying Al Tzad. You don't need anything. I mean, Zayla, which you know, Shame works in a vacuum. So you're saying Mazik, which is that vacuum. If you have Mazik,
why is every
Mazik
Shame?
Why is
it? Why
is any person different than Mazik? You don't just walk up to it.
Well, the Shini Hashem has to, again, accord with something objective, obviously.
Could be but there's still a lack of other presentations. Traveling Hektish. So that of course, line, meaning, again, this is very extreme. I'm not sure that we would need to go with this version, but if we would go with this version, we could say, I read me saying that, meaning not the in the Maisa Kinyan, but Shinui Hashem that occurs in a certain Rishos, by definition attributed to that Rishos. Gezel is at least not good, other princes of Rishos, that's not Halos and Yenakdish. The Mela, Shinui Hashem that occurs after that Rishos, will then be attributed to the next most likely bound, which is the person who has Tfisa, who has the Karn Shlita. But Nezek or any other Shinui Hashem that occurs without it. Because Shinui Hashem that occurs in someone's house, that's not going to be true. It's dafka because Gezel has at least a chalos of course Rishos Acher without Kinyan at all. Just in a theory, but that alone means that I'm the next best address for future Kinyan. And that could also be, in the case of Vlados, that might be more, it might be almost like, again, I don't know exactly how to say the Nusach, but it might be that without saying any Kinyan before the Para, you have like Kilo Kinyan pairs at least. To say that what creates it is interesting, but it could be that in terms of the par, I have nothing, mamish. I have a shame bialim or some kind of some schos, which could then ultimately, meaning if it's outside of the rishus of the original person, what gives them the right to the vlados? A free range par. So the vlados don't belong to Mr. Jackson, they belong to the par. So now it's my rishus, so it's now I get the par. So
I could claim the vlados.
What?
It's not pushing.
I didn't mean free range. I didn't mean free range of Jackson owns it. I mean, whatever. When there was in Australia, before there were any gun businesses, nothing there. So just had versions. So then all the powers had their own children. They owned them. So now the vlodas occur in Meyer Shus. Not because they can do it, just it's Meyer Shus. And I think it's like a.
Good question?
I must have them fighting it, but they didn't have to get Meyer. Even though it's Semer, it's Lowe's father, Adam, it's Lowe's Shvach, Shachar, that even though there you didn't have any Kinyanim at all, the Shinoi itself may be the most component.
Creating a Kinyan. Okay. So there's a lot more to discuss, as I mentioned before. Rebbe mentioned that to me on Tuesday, that in terms of understanding how the Shinoi works, Shinoi closes the Briyaso, what defines a closes the Briyaso, what type of shinui is necessary might be impacted by this machlokas Rashi Tosos. But I'll stop here.
Shkoach. Yeah.